College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, really nervous. Yeah, at the beginning, it kind of, with my parents and everything, it kind of was like, oh, I'm done now. So it was like, it was good. I was really nervous, but it was fun. I'll tell you what, it was pretty darn cool.
You've seen these before with other guys. What was it like for you to be the center of attention of the crowd, the alums, the current players, everybody?
I think it's always great when you get to see it and you know, watch these guys, and you sit and you think a lot when those guys are up there about, you know, your own career and things you did. But I'm not one to stand up there and talk about myself too much. I like to, you know, talk about others. I don't have a problem with that. Talking about myself, it's never been kind of my thing. You know, I get kind of embarrassed or nervous about that part of it. But, you know, I know I realize at some point you have to a little bit. But, it's even a situation like this. Yeah, it was about me out there, but I wanted to make sure that the other guys, you know, were a part of it too, because they were a part of my career, and it wasn't just me. It was all those guys and a lot more than that. So, you know, I wanted to make sure they were all a part of it as well.
Recognition or feel comfortable receiving it, but what does it mean to see, I mean, your name alongside all of those guys in that hallway, so many of them that you had worked with or played with?
Like I said, even that piece of glass that's down there, that all the players at the Odd, and I've played with like half of those guys on that, and that's only at the Odd, and then, you know, coming over here, so it's hundreds of guys that you played with over the years that, you know, it might have been for one game, it might have been for seasons, so I think it's awesome because I got a chance to know all those guys that are there and a lot of the ones that have passed as well. I've known them. I knew where they kind of stood within the organization and within the city and, you know, within the game of hockey. And it's unbelievable that you're kind of mentioned in the same thing, that you never ever would have thought of it that way. For me, playing a game was enough for me, and it was like everything else after that was bonus. So, it was, and it still will. I think it, you know, over time too, it'll sink in even more. But, you know, I just knowing the people that are there already and being in that same breath, it's pretty darn cool.
Harvey wrote about it in his book, and you mentioned it today, throwing him through a window. You're going to have to tell the story now.
Well, there's some things I was sitting there and I was like, okay, we did so many crazy things that Barney was just the kind of guy that got under your skin. Like he'd do it on purpose. Like where he was on the ice, he was 10 times worse off the ice. And we lived over in this place and I got mad one day and I grabbed on him. We were wrestling around. I took and I threw him right through this big plate glass window and he went right out onto the deck. And I'm like, uh-oh. And then, you know, the glasses followed, and like the first thing was like, what did I just do? And then it was like, are you okay? And then we're like, how the hell are we going to fix the window now? So it was, you just did stuff all the time. You just did. I had a one-piece stick and when they first came out, and I never had one because I wasn't one of the big guys on the team, and I finally got one, and he broke it on me. We used to take a bus from here to go over to, you know, Bus State to practice. And on the bus, being the funny guy, because any attention's good attention's for him, and trying to get a laugh, he snaps it in half. And then fight was on the rest of the time on that bus, the rest of the way home from Bus State, you know, back here. But, nah, you know what, I love that guy. That guy, I'd do anything for him, and he has for me. But I'll tell you what, he can get under your skin pretty darn easy, but I love him for it.
I mean, now you've spent a lot of time reflecting, but to come from Sterling to make Buffalo your home, not even knowing where it was, and to be an enforcer, to get this recognition and what that means in the big picture, and not just that, but just the work you've done outside, but beyond the scenes.
I think as far as the fighting side of it, obviously, I didn't play that way until I got to Roch, and then it was really amped up. Everybody fought in junior. Everybody, you know, everybody played that way. It was a tougher, rougher game then. But you never did it to that extent. And You know, I think sometimes what we lose in our game, it's all about winning and losing a lot of the times, and it's all about stats and all this. You forget it's an entertainment business. And I think what myself and a lot of guys over the years did, there's people that are going to look down on it, and they didn't like that type of thing. They didn't think it, and maybe it, you know, got and went overboard at times, but it was still that entertainment factor that, you know, I mentioned Teddy and we're us, the hardest working team. And we didn't win a lot of games back then, and there wasn't a lot of people, but we played and we played hard, and people respected it. They liked it. They, you know, they knew that, hey, might not win, but you know what? I may see a fight tonight. I might see two. And you know, that was always the kind of the draw to that lured them. And you didn't feel a responsibility have to do it, but it was just, but I think it's a part of the game that it's kind of drifting away that we kind of lost, that was unique to our game. And, you know, I 2 years ago when Chris Neal got his jersey retired in Ottawa, I was like never so happy, because that was like the first time somebody that kind of played our role got that kind of recognition. And I think it's awesome, because that job was by far the hardest job. You know, I'm not going to say it was easy to go score goals, but you didn't have the pressure on you of knowing that every game you were going to get in, you could get your head knocked off and you're going to have to be involved in something. If you didn't score, then okay, I'll try the next game. And I'm not saying it's just different in different ways. And I'm just glad that, you know, there's guys now being a little more recognized for it, because how tough it really was.
Celebrated by so many fans when you're actually on the ice during your career, but what is it like, just, you know, years and years after you actually stopped playing, to see these fans come back and celebrate you tonight for everything that you've done?
I'll be honest with you, my biggest fear was coming here tonight and nobody being in the building, you know, because I was like, I don't know if people, but it is pretty cool. And I think a lot has to do with, yeah, your game on the ice, but, you know, living here as long as I have and being involved as long as I have in so many different things around town, and the people you've met and the relationships you've created, that, you know, I think that's a big part of it too.
The Raptors, your jersey is won over from RJ, and knowing how special your relationship is with him and your broadcast career, what were the emotions like when you kind of took maybe a moment to look at where you were up?
Well, I'll just be on the wall down here, but, you know, just being up on that wall with those guys and the people that were on that wall, and like I said, knowing a lot of them and how great of players they were and what they've done and accomplished, and not only the players, but the people that built this organization and brought the organization and ownerships, and it's pretty cool. Like, it's, you know, you walk out there, and I stood there and with Terry this morning when he, you know, kind of unveiled it and showed it to me, and it was like, I'm standing there with the coaches and Terry and a bunch of people, and I'm like, I almost cried. I was like, you know, this was pretty darn neat. There's not a night I walk out there every night, every home game, and there's not a night I don't stand there and, you know, kind of read off a bunch of them, stare at the pictures, stare at the names on the walls, and just kind of think, you know, that's how important and cool it is that, you know, these guys, what they've accomplished, and, you know, now you're there, and it's like, I hope to have the same effect on, you know, and even the guys listening, you know, how important it is to create the friendships and you know, respecting the game and all that kind of thing. You know, sometimes as a young player, you don't think about it, and, you know, until it's too late, and it's the greatest opportunity in the world. There's, I don't know how many people are out there, but three quarters of them would cut their right arm off to have the chance that any of us had. And I'll tell you what, every one of those alumni guys that were sitting there that had careers, played in the NHL, they'd cut their arm off to get one more game in. You know, it's just like that it just gets you, and you just can't get enough of it, and you just want it. And when it's over, sometimes it's nice when it happens on your own terms. If it's not your terms, then it's even worse. You know, you just, one more time, and you just sit there. And I know we, as an alumni, you sit there and you go, what would you do if you got a chance to play? And we all joke around, well, we'd last 15, 20 seconds. We'd be coughing it up on the bench, and we'd be done and couldn't get out of bed the night. But you'd pay that price, and you'd do it just to have that one last chance. I think it's great. I think, you know, I had a great talk with Terry this morning and you know, everything, and I think it's awesome. I think it's great that she was able to get here and knowing, you know, everything that just to make that effort to come. I think it's awesome. I think it's great, and I appreciate it 100%. And I think it means a ton to me.
About Buffalo, that made it such a good fit for you and has made you want to pour so much of yourself.
I don't know. I think it's, you know, a blue collar town, hardworking people. They respect, you know, like I said out there, that, you know, they respected the way I had to play. And, you know, they didn't look down on it. They didn't. They appreciated it. They respected it. They supported it. And that's the way they are here. You know, the people work hard every day. You know, it's, they're not going out making millions of dollars. They're working hard. And I just think that by being that kind of a player, kind of related to them a little bit more. And I think that they respected it, that you're kind of maybe out there doing your thing in support to make our town, you know, look important or do well. And I think that's a big thing.
Out to you to congratulate you that surprised you, that maybe you hadn't heard from in a long time, that you were like, wow.
Well, I had a FaceTime with Ty today, you know, and you know, just a lot of guys like Ron Duguay and a lot of guys that in the past that you've come across and that you've had experiences with, and, you know, just reach out and thank. I'm telling you, I could show my phone. There's hundreds on there I haven't even got back to yet, and it's just amazing. And it's a lot of friends and that, but most of it is guys that you either played with or, you know, played against that, you know, that reach out and take the time to do it. And I think that's pretty cool.
Now the Brad May, where are you going to destroy your life?
No, Maisie, I listened to him today on the radio and he was lying the whole time. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I remember getting in a fight, but I never got cut. I never went to no hospital and all this kind of thing. And Brad, I'll tell you what, Brad with me was, He was such a good guy, but I wasn't joking. When he'd come every day to practice, he'd puke before practice started. He'd puke when he made a couple rounds around the ice before a game. He was so nervous all the time. And where he was then to where he is now, and I'm proud of him that, you know, he was able to win a cup, and he's moved on, and he's done a lot of really good things out there, and he still does. And, you know, those are the kind of guys that I always wanted to surround myself with, good people. And, you know, Brad's right at the top of the list.
You mentioned RJ as a mentor.
Yep.
Is it fair to say that you wouldn't have had the broadcasting career you had without RJ?
I probably wouldn't have done it. I might have just done what I was doing, you know, the desk like, that we were doing. But when Harry left, RJ came to me and he said, look, I'll keep doing this if you do it with me. And I'm like, hey, thanks for, you know, putting pressure on my shoulders here. Like, I don't want to be the one responsible for you leaving. So I'm like, yeah. I go, how many more years are you going to do it? He says, I probably only got a couple left. And he lied. But you know what? It turned out to be really fun, and it was great because you got to spend the one-on-one time with him. And, you know, I looked at RJ. It wasn't as, you know, there was a big age difference, but we had so much fun and the things you talked about. And, you know, I probably talked more about life with him than any other person. And, you know, at the time, married and kids and, you know, the advice. And like we'd go to some place and we'd sit there for hours and we might say 10 words to each other. And that's it. And just sit there to be together and just company more than anything.
How important was it for you to do it in your way with the running shoes, with your tie undone, with a goddamn a prick in a balls mentioned? How important was that for you?
That's me. I'm not, I don't know, I get in trouble sometimes, but I don't care. I'm not going to change. I don't think I need to at this point. There was times when you're kind of worried about stuff like that, but now I don't. And I don't know if I think if I got to worry about that, then I'm going to do something different. And
how important was it to have your mom and dad there tonight at the ceremony?
I think it's awesome. And you know, I didn't tell them till they got here that they were going on the ice. And only because my mom she would have been 100,000 calls between the time I told her till now, and nervous wreck and everything. She drives me nuts sometimes. But I think it was great for them. They were excited to go out there and be a part. And you know, they're getting older. It's like everybody. And I more than anything, I'm glad they got a chance to see it. Probably one of the most proudest moments for them is when we used to at the odd and they were talking, you know, they used to chant Ray, we want Ray. And my mom and dad, the first time they were there and they heard it. And I remember my dad after the game coming up to me, he goes, what the hell was that all about? You know, like, you know, so it was cool that they got to experience those kind of things. So it was awesome.
The fights were epic. The broadcasting is fun, but a lot of the advocacy you do for alumni, a lot of the community work, how does that add to what you're being celebrated for tonight?
I think it's got a big part of it. You know, we always stayed active in the community when we were playing and that, and, you know, when I was finished playing, you know, with the alumni, I took over the alumni for Larry Playfair, and an honor to do it because they did such a good job of it, and still run it to this day, and we're highly active and involved in everything. And I think it's, hey, like I said, it's a small town and people, everybody knows each other, and you can make such a difference and you can help out so much that, you know, why not? And we have such a good group here that want to do it all the time, and they're willing to do it all the time to get out. And so you can do a lot of really good things. And I think it's got a huge part of it. You know, people in this town, if they respect you for what you do, they're going to show it. And I think I was able to do that, I think. I don't know.